Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Things can change very quickly. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is staying behind bars after the buzz last week that he would be heading to home confinement. Let's get more live and local from WWJ's Charlie Langton. Charlie, are you reading the tea leaves? What's really going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what, Roberta, I have to admit, I was a little skeptical last Friday when we got the word here. I think WWJ actually broke the story that Kwame Kilpatrick would be released, but it was not confirmed by any federal source or any source that we would recognize. It was confirmed, however, by a group called the Ebony Foundation, although honestly, that group is not well known. And then Karen Winsett, state representative, she confirmed Kwame Kilpatrick's release, saying that the president told her of the release. Yet again, there were a lot of skeptics. And now we're finding out that a statement, and it's a rare statement by the Federal Bureau of Prisons, that said that Kwame Kilpatrick's sentence had been reviewed and then denied for home confinement. Now that just happened late last night. So word is just coming in right now, and reaction is just coming in from everyone. It seems like, again, this is moving fast. But what we don't know, though, is the reason for both the review of the sentence and the denial. No reason was given. We reported last Friday that the prison where he is at, that's in Oakdale Prison, that's near Louisiana, it had been plagued with COVID-19 cases, and we believe that he was getting out because of that COVID-19 problem. Again, doesn't appear the case. Kwame Kilpatrick will remain in prison. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, another Metro Detroit community is announcing its reopening plans, how it is planning to reopen. Details live and local with WWJ's Mike Campbell. Good morning, Mike.
We're ready to get City Hall opened up on 6-1.
Good morning, Tom. That is Mayor Bill Wild from Westland. He says their city is going to open the government buildings to the public starting next Monday, this coming Monday. He says they've done a lot to make sure everybody will be safe.
So she's changed it to a safer at home order, and she's opened up the construction industry, which requires us to have people here to service the building industry. So we're prepared to open up our doors 6-1, and we're going to make it safe for the employees and for the public.
Yeah, and Mayor Wild says the governor, has changed that order to safer at home, which means that they can open their business, the government business. They will limit the number of people inside government buildings in certain areas to 10, as required by the safer at home order. And they have installed the social distance markings as well as the plexiglass dividers at all of the counters. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
One officer is wounded and a suspect is dead after a shootout in Lansing. Police say it started last night about 8:30 when police responded to calls of a domestic assault and shots fired inside of a Lansing home. When police arrived, they started to negotiate with the man, and a short time later, they say the suspect came out of the house but began shooting at police. One officer was shot. Other officers fired back, striking the suspect, the 37-year-old Lansing man pronounced dead at the scene. The wounded officer, a 7-year police veteran, hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Six officers were involved in the incident. They've been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation.
An internal investigation is underway by the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office after a video posted on Facebook shows a white officer repeatedly punching a black woman during an arrest. Yeah, that's the sound from part of that video from Ypsilanti Township early yesterday morning. Deputies were called after reports of about 30 people arguing and gunshots, including one that wounded a 34-year-old woman. The deputies apparently told a married couple to leave the scene when they resisted. Deputies tried to physically remove them. The video shows one deputy punching the woman repeatedly in the head while another tased the husband. Both were taken into custody. The sheriff says a full and thorough review will be completed on the use of force. The deputies have been placed on administrative leave.
Some Michigan casinos getting ready to reopen. These are tribal casinos that don't have to follow state orders. They include Fire Keepers in Battle Creek, Soaring Eagle, Mount Pleasant, Bay Mills up in Brimley, and Gun Lake over in West Michigan near Grand Rapids. Some of them will be open the end of this week. There will be new restrictions. Capacity will be limited. Some of the casinos are saying guests will have to wear masks and smoking will be prohibited. Also, some Detroit area shopping malls say they're ready to reopen. Great Lakes Crossing in Auburn Hills, 12 Oaks in Novi, they're ready to give it a go tomorrow. Somerset scheduled to open on Friday. The number of customers will be limited, and at some stores, you'll have to have an appointment.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.